Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Vet Blast podcast. You guys know what a house officer is? I don't either. And we're going to find out together. And joining us is the House Officers Program Director, Dr. Leslie Bauer from Thrive. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well today. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Some information about Dr. Bauer. She is the medical director at Emergency Pet Clinic in San Antonio, Texas, a Thrive Pet Healthcare partner. She's also Thrive's Director of House Officer Training Programs and ER Academy National Director. Dr. Bauer earned her Doctor of Veterinary Medicine degree from the University of Georgia and completed a small animal internship at the University of Pennsylvania's Vet School prior to joining the Emergency Pet Clinic. She is certified as the diplomat by the American Board of Veterinary Practitioners in both canine and feline medicine, and is also a certified veterinary acupuncturist from the CHI Institute in Florida. All right, so what is a house officer?
It's a good question. It's a term that we have borrowed from human medicine, like a lot of our other things, and it refers to basically veterinarians who are licensed veterinarians that are undergoing advanced training programs. And so technically it came from a resident physician that was seeing patients but had an attending physician. And so the house was actually the hospital. And so that's where it originally came from. In veterinary medicine, we use it to refer to interns and residents. And so when we're looking at veterinarians as they go through their path, many of them decide to pursue board certification and specialization. So go on to be surgeons, internal medicine, oncologists. And so the path to that is additional training. And it usually starts with an internship where they do a rotating internship. That they learn about all the different types of specialties and get a good broad base. And then they delve into their specialty training and then go on to a residency in that specialty. And so the residency is a 3-year long program that we look at to obtain their board certification to become a board certified surgeon, a board certified oncologist. And that program basically involves them getting trained with other specialists for 3 years. They have different colleges have different paths with that. And ultimately they have to take a test and pass that test to get those letters after their name. So there's 22 specialized or AVMA recognized veterinarian specialty organizations. And there is actually 46 distinct specialists in veterinarian medicine at this time.
Wow. Okay. So does the AVMA specialties that are out there, does it match or parallel with the types of house officer programs available?
It does. Yep. And so there's definitely, there's different residencies and paths with that. But yes, most of them are basically organized because those specialty groups put forth their own training programs and you have to abide by those. And so there are rules and regulations to how you have different training programs.
Okay. Understood. So I can imagine there's probably some pressures that are there. So what are some of the pressures in the profession that the house officer training programs are experiencing?
Sure. I mean, you're definitely looking at a situation, just like with veterinary profession as a whole of, there's a change in the trajectory and we have a lot more programs that are out there and less vets that are interested in pursuing those. We also are looking at the situation that it's not the things that we used to do 20 years ago are not acceptable to do anymore. And so working 80 and 100 hour weeks is not something anybody wants to do and not something anybody should do. And so we're definitely working through what does that look like for a house officer. Unfortunately, there's been a tendency in the past to use these training programs as a way to supplement the workload at hospital. And that doesn't bode well for wanting people to join those groups and for those training programs with that. And there's been a lot of work that's been done by the American Association of Veterinary Medical Colleges for how do we improve the well-being of our house officers across the whole and guidelines that have been set up as recently as 2022 for what that looks like. So, and Thrive has attended a lot of those and complemented them with helping with the guidelines and what we think needs to looks like going forward. So,
okay, interesting. And what has Thrive done to set itself apart from its training programs?
Well, I was very, I attended that meeting in 2022 when the guidelines came out. And I was actually very proud that even without seeing the guidelines, we had actually achieved some of those things already. And so we, Thrive had the forethought in 2022 as we were growing to establish a House Officer Steering Committee that basically we looked at all the programs that we had and took the best of the best, and then were able to come up with what we considered our Thrive guidelines. And we were focusing on, you know, how to make life better for those house officers. And one of the big things that we came up with that the AAVMC guidelines also did was, you know, limiting financial distress. Salaries with veterinarian professions has gone up exponentially, but it hadn't for the house officers. And we were able to see that when they were able to look at the stats with that. And so the AAVMC came up with guidelines that basically put base salaries for house officers and what the minimum should be. And that was something that we had already achieved. So very happy with that. We would also were, you know, enhancing mentorship training. And those were big key things in limiting hours. And so those are all kind of big things that we really wanted to do to set ourselves apart and really focusing on that. We also started promoting culture and collaboration and community. And one of the big things that we did, we actually just wrapped up our second annual House Officer Symposium in Austin. And this was a huge event that we flew all of our house officers in, including their program directors, into Austin. They had 3 days of race-approved training, focusing on their specialties and really allowing them to see each other. We also included our national specialty directors and other people that were interested in coming to Thrive. And it grew from 100 people last year to 200 this year, and we hopefully it'll get better, bigger next year. And part of that also was providing mentorship training. And so our program directors work really hard to help train these new house officers. And we provided a track this year that basically focused on, you know, improving their communication and mentorship skills and using some of the tools that we also borrowed from human medicine, the SNAPS tool and the GROW tool for communication. So
nice. My gosh, lots of great collaboration happening over there. I love it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what's planned for the future house officer training?
I was thinking about this question. I was like, this has been a whirlwind of 3 years. And it's like, it'd be nice to take a little bit of a breather. But it's not time to do that. I think, you know, we definitely got our foot on the gas. We've done a lot of great things, but, you know, we can't let up at this point. We need to continue on to just take care of the programs that we have and build on that and make sure that they're staying strong so that then we can use the things that we've developed to develop more programs. We're working really hard right now. We started in 2020 with adding sponsored residents, and a sponsored residence is part of our collaboration with the universities, that we work with those universities and sponsor residents in training programs that we can't have at our own hospitals so that we can help elevate the training that they can get that way. It's kind of a key thing because ultimately we all need more specialists. There's a lot of pets out there that aren't getting help right now, and we all know that. And definitely people are waiting sometimes 2 and 3 months to get in to see some of these specialists. And so we want to help support the training of new specialists, you know, with our university partners. And part of that key collaboration is making sure that those residents feel part of Thrive from day one. And so we include them in our orientation. They're part, they can get into all of our learning platforms. We also include them in symposium, and we make sure the universities allow them to come to that so that they can be with us on day one and really trying to facilitate that partnership. And our first class just finished their residencies and joined us. And so that's kind of
a nice
thing. And so that was really exciting to see the first class going through, and definitely we'll continue to work on that. You know, it's just such a big part, you know, of our teams and stuff like that. And so it's very important for us to be able to foster that. And ultimately, I think we really want to grow. And the goal is to have this network of home hospitals and universities that all partner together, and that we can really be, you know, a hybrid. We'd love to be a hybrid of private practice and an academic, you know, organization. You know, Thrive University is our ultimate goal and kind of what we're aiming to achieve for. So no time to take the foot off the gas.
Right. That's fascinating. Well, excellent. Well, you seem very busy, you and the team over there. It's And I love hearing all these great stories of, you know, moving the needle of vet med and doing great stuff, being innovative. And it sounds like you're doing all of that. So great job.
Well, thanks. It's great. Yeah. Great to share it with you. We're very proud.
Absolutely. Where can our listeners learn more about the program or anything Thrive related?
Well, definitely just going to the Thrive Pet Health is .com. It's probably a great place to start. You can start with our careers page. It has more about the house officer programs. And so a great place to start, and it'll get you in communication with anybody that can help you.
Excellent. Thank you so much. It's so good to hear all the great stuff that you're doing too. Dr. Leslie Bauer, thank you for being on the show.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you to our listeners for tuning in. Don't forget to rate the podcast. Helps us out as we continue to grow. Thank you for joining us. And we'll see you next time right here on the Vet Blast podcast. Take care, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay pawsome.